You're with Clement Magnatella on 702.
Live, streaming countrywide.
On the Prime Media Plus app.
Yes TV channel 856.
92.7.
And 106 FM.
Seven minutes after 9 o'clock. Du Melang, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. Welcome to the Clement Magnatella Show. It's wonderful to have you with us here on 702 on this fifth day of April. I hope the week has been kind to you, and I hope you are wrapping it up on a good note. Our show starts with the 702 open line, 011-883-0702. That's the number to dial. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. It's Friday. You know what we do every Friday, Gratitude Friday. This is where you can call us or send us a WhatsApp voice note to tell us what you're grateful for this week. What happened this week that put a smile on your face? We want to celebrate with you. I've seen some pictures of people graduating this week. Were you one of them? Was your loved one graduating as well? Maybe that's what you're grateful for this week. In a moment, we'll talk about friendship. Bale Kambete, who is the former Speaker of Parliament, was in court yesterday to support her friend, another former Speaker of Parliament, Nosivuye Mapisa Nqakula. Or is it Nqakula? Like her lawyer said. Oh my God. What did the lawyer say? Nqakula? Miss Nqakula? No, come on. All I thought was, well, how did he not practice that surname the night before or the morning of the court? Because yes, it's quite a tricky one. Like, I mean, we all struggle with pronouncing certain words or saying certain words. The clicks can be tricky for some people. But if I'm going to be, representing a client, the very least I will do is at least learn how to say their name. Anyway, Bale Kambete was in court yesterday to support Nosivuye Mapisa Nqakula as she was officially charged with corruption. Is that far? How far you would go? Is that how far you would go for a friend? Is that how far your friends would go for you? Who is your ride or die? And are there limits? So if your friend appears in court, are you a type that says, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you, sister. Let's go. Also, the Gauteng Education Department has released a report by an independent investigative law firm that was appointed to probe the circumstances leading to the death of the Queen's Hood Primary School's Grade 7 pupil, Latoya Templeton, who tragically lost her life when she drowned at a school leadership camp in January. It turns out the teachers who were present on that day of the excursion were extremely negligent. There was very little supervision during the excursion. In fact, independent investigators have now even recognized that the teachers must be charged. That's a recommendation they've made. They must be charged with misconduct for providing dishonest and falsified information because they realize that their testimonies contradicted that of learners. And I wonder what is expected of schools when taking learners on excursions. Like, also as a parent, what kind of precautions do you take? Do you allow your kids to go to excursions, seeing how risky they can be? Especially if there's going to be swimming involved or they'll be climbing a mountain. I don't know. Anything that may be risky. Do you allow them to go? Are you a parent that says, that's too risky? How do you balance it? Because you still want the kids not to miss out on experiences, on the lessons, you know, on peer relationships. So how do you balance it? I'd like us to chat a bit about that on the 702 open line.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
Good morning, Clement. But imagine you are that person who is accused of having committed a serious crime and later you are acquitted or you are found not guilty. How are you going to feel towards those friends who deserted you during a time of need? And remember, Mapisa Nqakula, yes, there is a prima facie case against her, but she has not been found guilty yet. And our law says you are presumed innocent until proven guilty. If I was Nosivuye's friend, I would definitely be there supporting her. This is Siyamcela from Ekapa.
Yeah, siyamcela eKapa. You're right. And I'm not suggesting for a moment that Baleka Mbete shouldn't have been there. I'm just using her as an example of someone who says, that's my friend, I am her ride or die. I mean, apart from Baleka Mbete, Nosivuye Mapisa Nqakula only had her husband, Charles Nqakula, there. So, I'm asking, are you that kind of a friend? I mean, there are certain friends. I mean, in the case of Nosivuye, clear, she's got lots of friends. What happened? What happened? Did they say, yo, we're going to apologize, we're not going to make it because we don't want to be tainted, we don't want to be associated with you during this time? Because also, this is politics. People think about their own political interests, yeah? The expediency. So how far do you go for your friends? Who is your ride or die? Or are you someone's ride or die? Look at Makutumana, for instance, Thabo Bester's boo. When she appeared in court, what happened? I mean, I think I remember Moshe Ndiki, the comedian slash presenter. I don't remember if he once tried to defend her, but I think he once posted some voice notes or communication between them. But that's the only time I've ever seen someone who's associated to Makudumana coming out and, you know, possibly trying to say, oh, I know this person. Most of her friends didn't support her, if she really has friends. So how far have your friends gone for you? And how far have you gone to support a friend? Would your friends be with you in court? Would you be there with them even when you don't know if they have done it or not? I just remember not so long ago, there were a couple of men who were friends of R. Kelly who were actually charged with threatening and intimidating women who accused R. Kelly of abuse. So those are friends who were like, we are going to take it further, not only support you, but we're going to go after people who are coming for you. Hey? Are you that kind of a friend? It's 18 minutes after 9.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
Morning, Clement. Today I am grateful for a functioning government system that is the Department of Home Affairs in Menlyn. I got my appointment on the 25th of March. And today, as we speak, I am on my way to go and fetch my ID and my passport. It's already done. I know it's an election year, but still, the fact that it's able to function, and in less than 10 days, I got my SMS that my documents are ready for collection. That really gives me hope, and it makes me, I feel good about this particular thing this morning, and I'm grateful for that. And I just want to send a shout out to the Department of Home Affairs in Menlyn. They are efficient, the staff is friendly, they know what they are doing. I really, really enjoyed my experience. Sam.
Oh, Sam, amazing. I love it when we also give props and appreciate government entities, because 99% of the time we complain about services. So whenever you get some good service from Home Affairs, like Sam has, you get some good service with a traffic police officer, maybe at a police station, at a public hospital, at a clinic. Let's give them props. And I think what that does is also encourage other people who are working in an environment that is often so filled with criticisms from many of us. So big ups to Home Affairs for being so efficient. And thank you, Sam, for raising that with us.
Hi, Clement. Look, I think in the case of Nosivuye, yeah, I'd feel sad if my friends are not there. But let me tell you, I work in financial services. Now, if my mother or my sibling, let alone a friend, is accused of something that, like this, you know, involved in fraud and bribes, Clement, even if it's my husband, I am not standing by that man in court, because by association, you know, I'll be risking my career and therefore my life. I'm not going to court. I will support them, but not in court, not in public like that, because it's got other implications for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isabella, bye.
Oh, yeah, Isabella. I wonder then how that then impacts on the relationship with your husband. You know, hopefully you've got a husband who is matured enough to understand that I don't want to risk your career as well. I mean, the first thing I would do if my brother is accused of something like that, I want to sit down and also find out if, dude, be real with me. Or if it's a friend, I mean, be real with me. Tell me, did you or did you not? And if you've got evidence you can show me that shows that that is overwhelming, that shows that you're not guilty, I think I'll be with you every step of the way. If you are possibly guilty, but you're refusing to take accountability, I'm not going to be with you in court. I'm not. But if you are guilty of whatever you've been charged with and you take accountability, I will forgive you as a friend if I'm convinced that you are sorry for what you've done and you are willing to change. And I will go with you to court. Like, I'll be there. I will come and visit you in prison. I'll be with you every step of the way. As long as you understand how important it is for you to serve time and take accountability for your actions. That's what matters to me. But if you still say, oh, I'm innocent, even when the evidence against you is so overwhelming, I and easy. Kumo in Johannesburg. Good morning.
Oh, no, no problem.
Hey, Tada.
Eh, sure, in some prayer.
I am not, Duana.
Sure, sure. Yeah, first, can I just give out a gratitude? Today is the 6th of April. 5 years ago, I was blessed with my son. So today's 25.
Ah, what's his name? What's his name?
His name is Machiavelli.
Machiavelli.
I think I've called Machiavelli. Machiavelli.
Machiavelli, yeah.
You remember I called on you show and said that I named all my children with Italian names.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Machiavelli, man.
Yeah. So, Clemza, with regard to the Madam Speaker and her friend, like, backing her up with these allegations, I think they have got this threat mentality, like the street mentality. You know, in the street, there are much stuff. Yes, we know that your friend is wrong, but the good things are higher right, and, like, in public, we want to look like we were standing together, we stand together, but that's a effort that we can be like, hey, Maranue. But then I think they are doing, they are more like a guy in the street. Because in the street, guys would stand with their guys, even though they knew very well that wrong was going to be.
So in private, the gents would say, hey, Luena, don't do that, this is wrong. But in public, they support you.
Yes. You know, they put a strong solidarity.
Solidarity.
Like, you know, exactly. Like, you know, even if, like, I normally say to my woman, like, I'll see that you're wrong, but because I love you, sometimes I stand with you, but, you know, I come back and spoil them as, you know, but you're wrong, just that, you know, I just wanted to have your back, so that you're wrong.
Mm.
I think maybe she is giving us melody.
Yeah. All right, Kuma. Thank you so much for calling, brother. Is that an approach you take? Privately, you call them out, but publicly, close ranks. I think there are instances where it's important for you to also publicly show how unhappy you are about your friend's actions. I think sometimes there are scenarios or situations that call for that. It's not always, but I think sometimes instances that call for you to state categorically and be very clear and say, I do not support this, because you also don't want to be seen as you are suddenly quiet, you know, you don't see anything wrong, especially if the person has done something that's quite wild. And I suppose it depends what kind of position you have in society as well. Are you a ride or die for your friends? How far would you go to support them? It's 25 after 9.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
So, this report that was released by the Gauteng Education Department on the death of Latoya Tamilton, she tragically lost her life when she drowned at a school leadership camp in January. She drowned, and it turns out the teachers were very negligent. on the day. And I wonder, as a parent, as a guardian, as a sister, as a brother, what do you expect from schools when they're taking learners on excursions? And maybe you're a teacher yourself, you're a principal, maybe you work at a school. What kind of precautions do you take, especially if there'll be activities that are risky? As a parent, do you allow your kids to go on these excursions even when they're risky? Or do you sometimes take the tough decision of, no, no, we're not going to attend this one because there's just so much risk here? But then the other thing there is your children are missing out on experiences. They're missing out on lessons, on peer relationships. So how do you balance something like that? The investigators, this independent law firm, found that the camp and its staff were partially negligent for failing to clearly mark shallow and deep pool areas and for not responding promptly to potential incidents. So they stressed the importance of prioritizing child safety with increased supervision. There must be lifeguard presence, you know, during those swimming and enhanced approval processes. So these teachers and the teachers and the principal will be charged for compromising people's safety. And obviously there's going to be a civil liability. The Department of Education will face that. There's a possibility of a claim for constitutional damages regarding the incident due to that potential negligence. What was interesting for me is that Latoya's parents were also said to be liable for contributory negligence, because apparently the invitation did indicate that the excursion had swimming activities involved, and they subsequently packed swimming costumes while knowing very well that their child cannot swim, and this was confirmed by the other learners as well. But then the school as well did not inform the parents about, yes, they informed them about the trip, but the letter that they had sent lacked the necessary requirements, according to the investigators, in terms of the excursion regulations, such as the risks that are involved. So no risk mitigation was conducted by the school before the excursion. That's the claim that's even been made by Latoya's uncle. So how do you balance that? I mean, we went on trips when we were in school, and some of them did involve swimming. All I remember is they'll give you those indemnity forms. But I don't remember teachers constantly being with you, because also teachers can't follow every single movement we make, right? But they have a responsibility to keep a close eye on us. So what's the balance? Are you a kind of parent that's like, when there's risky activities involved, I would rather you not go, because I'm not going to place the trust for your safety into someone else's hands? Is that how you look at it? Give me a call on 011-883-0702 or the WhatsApp line. You can send us your voice notes. That line is 072-702-1702. I'll take your calls on friendships, ride or dies, and also on this particular issue after the break. It's exactly 9:30.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
25 minutes before 10 o'clock on this Friday morning. It's the 702 open line. Let's go back to your calls and your WhatsApps. Lucas, you are in Waterfall. Good morning.
Hi, Clement. How are you?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for taking my call. Clement, I come from a different school of thought. Once I choose you as a friend, I choose as a friend, and I'll support you through everything. Remember, supporting you does not mean I agree with everything that you do. I just mean that I'm your friend, and I'm going to be here, and you're a human being, and you make mistakes. So, and again, this was just the first appearance. We don't know whether this is on or not on. You understand what I'm saying? It's the first appearance. We don't have the facts. We don't have the docket. Even they don't have the docket yet. It's not disclosed. So you can't now quickly rush to say, I'm not coming because you did something wrong. So, you know, I'm not supporting you.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what happens though, Lucas, if it's, let's say it's proven that your friend has done something and maybe they admitted to it, or maybe they're not admitting to it, but you can see the evidence is so overwhelming. It's there. You can't deny it. They've really done that thing. How do you manage that support?
I'll still support them either way, but I'll still talk to them and say, bruh, Mara, what were you thinking?
Mm.
What were you thinking? I mean, this is wrong.
Yeah.
But the support I won't take.
So even if they don't take accountability?
No. I will support them regardless.
Mm. Okay.
My support has nothing to do with... my support to them has nothing to do with what they do.
Mm. All right. Lucas in Waterfall, thank you so much. Are you that kind of a friend? Are you a ride or die? You don't care what the friend has done, how they're explaining what they've done. You're just going to be with them every step of the way. As I said earlier, I watch at accountability. Like, that's all I'm focusing on. If you've done something wrong, you take accountability, I'm with you as a friend. If you've done something wrong, you refuse to take accountability, I'm sorry, you don't have my support. Let's go to the WhatsApps.
Hi, Clement. Remember, these are friends who were like you and me before 1994. And now, the bank balances are not the same. Always remember Batabile. Those friendships, remember Batabile. Thank you. Totally here. Bye.
Clement, to support someone, sometimes it's not that you agree on what they did, but it shows loyalty and that I'm here for you, because you may kill people on the road, 20 people, let's say you were driving a bus and everybody's angry with you because maybe you were drunk or something like that, and I will go there with you and support you. But as for politicians, I think it's different. And actually what ANC is showing us a middle thing. Thank you, Sfiso.
Good morning, Clement. Clement, when my daughter was in grade 7, they were made to do river drafting at one of those camps. And when she came, as much as she can swim, but that level of activity needed somebody who's really, really a good swimmer to some, you know. And she did say that she was very uncomfortable. So when my son went for camping at grade 7, I told him that he must not agree to do any activity that he felt uncomfortable with, including that river drafting. So I think as parents, you must also take responsibility and ask questions to the teachers in terms of what type of activity is going to happen and the level of competency regarding swimming for your child, because we are all party to that, and they must not make kids do things that they're going to place their life at risk.
No, I agree with you. Sometimes parents abdicate their responsibility to the teachers. And that is why the investigators in this case of LaToya, who died from drowning while on a school excursion, and it's now found that she couldn't swim. And the parents knew that she couldn't swim. And that's why the investigators are saying that the parents were also wrong. They were also wrong. So they were also negligent because they were not asking the right questions. The invitation did indicate that the excursion had swimming activities involved. And they subsequently packed a swimming costume, while knowing very well that the child cannot swim. So you've got to have conversations with your children as well. This is, if you are being told or asked to do something you're feeling unsafe about, do not do it. That doesn't take away from the responsibility that teachers have to do what is necessary to prioritize the protection of your children. I mean, they are in their hands. Their safety is dependent. It's their responsibility. So as much as teachers need to take responsibility as guardians, as parents, we also have some responsibility.
Morning, Clem. Happy Friday. Tato here. Clem, I think a ride or die is exactly that. I ride or die at the level of I will take a bullet for you if I need to, literally. And surely it's when the odds are stacked against you that you need me the most. And if you're guilty, surely that's when you actually need your friend next to you the most. You know, you should be in court with that so-called friend of yours, if they are a friend. You should be taking them cigarettes to prison, not because they smoke, because you understand that they are currency in prison. So I ride or die at that level, Clem. And I don't cancel friends. I'd rather be there for you and hopefully help you find a better way than to cancel you and throw you out like people tend to do nowadays. Mm. And yes, I will appear with you in public, unashamedly so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in canceling people too. I'm certainly not going to cancel a friend who has done something wrong. I mean, yes, that's the culture out there these days of, oh, the cancel culture. I don't believe in that. But I'm saying, if you have done something wrong as my friend, I'm going to talk to you about it. And I would like for you to take accountability. If you have wronged people, if your actions have affected people immensely, and you don't want to take accountability and make amends, that's going to make it difficult for me to support you. Guys, I don't care that you are found guilty of whatever offense in court. I will be there with you on the day that they read out that judgment, on the day of sentencing. I'm going to come visit you in prison. But I also want you to take accountability. If you still refuse to do that, you're really making it difficult for me as your friend. And I have to decide how I manage that. Ntombi Zootwa, you're calling us from Diepkloof. Good morning. You want to talk about excursions? Yeah, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning to you. I need to add onto this parents' responsibilities.
Mm.
Parents need to be responsible for their kids. I remember years back, my son was at St. David's in Nanda. I took him to, I think he was 5 years old, and they invited him to a party. I took him to that home, and I alerted the parents that this child doesn't know how to swim. He doesn't know how to swim. And I left him there. And whilst they were busy partying with friends, one of the kids who didn't know pushed him to the pool. And because I had alerted the parents, they dived into the pool and retrieved him.
Mm.
If it wasn't so, you know, these kids would have laughed.
Yeah.
He doesn't do this, blah, blah, blah. Mm. I would have lost my child. We need to be responsible for our kids. These are our kids. These are our kids. You need to tell the teachers that please refrain my daughter or my son from swimming activities. He doesn't know how to swim.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's it, Wangani. Thank you. Thank you, Ntombi Zootwa, in Diepkloof. And I think the learners from the school told the investigators that, oh, we saw Latoya struggling in the water, but we, you know, some people thought, oh, she can't swim. And I'm sure some learners were probably laughing at her. She was flapping. And they said they saw all of that. Kanti, that's when this poor child was drowning. But when you've already stated it clearly to the teachers that this child cannot swim, they also are extra cautious, right? So when your child then goes into a swimming pool that is shallow, they're able to say, oh, hold up, maybe you must go to this one because that's quite danger zone for you. Tony, you are in the Johannesburg CBD. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you?
Good, good, man. How is it?
No, I think the lawyer's judgment or opinion that the parents were partially responsible is a little bit harsh. Mm. Many parents, they have children, and those children have swimming costumes, and yet they do not swim. You know, you go out on holiday, you pack your children's costume and things like that, you do escape them to go in the shallow area or something like that, you know. So it doesn't mean like if you do not know how to swim as a child, you shouldn't have a swimming costume. And you shouldn't be the benchmark of irresponsibility.
Mm.
You know, that's how I see it. I think it's very unfair and too harsh to the parents who are already grieving. Mm. That's my take.
Thank you so much, Tony, in the Johannesburg CBD. It's 14 minutes now before 10 o'clock.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clemens Manyatela
on 702.
Morning, Clemens. I'm one of those friends that I stand up for what is right, not who is right. So even if you're my friend and you've done something wrong, you have to own that. And I'm going to tell you
that what you've done is wrong and I don't support it because it's not right, but you're still my friend, you know? That type of stuff. I even teach my kids that as well. You stand up for what is right, not who is right. And if it's wrong, you must call it out. That's my view. Thank you, Clemens. Have a good day.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better.
Morning, Clement and the team and everyone listening at 702. It's Leslie in Durban. Shame, Mina, I'll never cancel anyone. You know, shame. This also reminds me of, you know, Kelly Kumalo and Jib Jub. Remember when he was, remember when he was involved in that, you know, this accident that killed, you know, those young teens, and, you know, she was there supporting him, even though he was, you know, beating her up and abusing her and, you know, and stuff. So I think as long as you just enjoy, but as long as umuntu umthanda and umzwela and umazi insuka kude, you know, and for sure you'll stand by that person. But ma ukuthi ke a person does it repeatedly over and over again, that's another situation. So Jay, it's like that. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I absolutely get you there. Kelly Kumalo was supporting Jub Jub during that trial. Yeah, but sometimes it was a fashion show for Kelly, eh? Yeah. She always looked like she's getting on a ramp, like she's at a New York or Paris Fashion Week every time, like there was a court attendance. Yeah, that doesn't mean she didn't genuinely support him. Yeah, support your friends, but also remember that there must also be some sense of accountability. Otherwise, you're setting a precedent where friends are just going to, they will continue doing what is wrong consistently, and you just support, and they don't own up to what is wrong. That's not the kind of friendship I would like. It's not a friendship I would want my children to have. Accountability is important. Owning up what you've done wrong is important, not because we're going to judge you as your friends, but we're going to support you. But supporting you knowing that this is someone who has learned from their mistakes. And that doesn't mean you're probably not going to make the same mistake again. You may very well do. But at least you've admitted what is wrong and what needs to change. Martin in Johannesburg. Good morning.
Clement, how are you doing?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What are your thoughts this morning?
So, two comments. First and foremost, at the school level, parents are involved in the SGB of most schools, in fact, of all schools.
Mm.
There has to be a parent component in the management of the school, right? So I think parents need to go the extra mile in ensuring that when these excursions are done, they safeguard, they have the proper safeguard tools in place, right?
Mm.
And where they, you know, where the school might be found wanting, they then go the extra mile to mitigate the possible dangers, right? But if the parents are not involved at an SGB level, and everything's done, I mean, we trust our school management teams with our kids' lives every day, you know, and we want the best thing to happen, but in most instances, we don't do our due diligence around these excursions.
Mm-hmm.
That was number one. Number two, I think there needs to be a bigger synergy between the Department of Education and the Department of Sports and Recreation in terms of mandatory teaching our kids to swim in primary schools. It has to be a mandatory thing. It can't be voluntary. It has to be every child that goes into grade one must be taught how to swim. It would mitigate half the, you know, the unfortunate incidences that we do have.
Yeah, true. Martin in Johannesburg, thanks for your contribution. Jerry, you're calling us from Omonde. What is your take on supporting friends?
Yeah, you know, the only thing that beats me, and this is in my conscience, is I ask myself sometimes the question, and the question is, how many times have I done wrong things and yet I'm still free. In other words, nobody knows about it.
Mm.
The matter was not investigated, and there were no witnesses, and here am I today, still free.
Mm.
Because, you know, truth be told, if you can host a show one day and say, anonymously, call, what have done that you believe, if it was investigated or came to light, you'd be in prison,
yeah.
Or you'd be, you know, yeah. So that is my only issue, that I will not be able to say, yeah, I'm not coming, because sometimes I've taken a bribe, or I've bribed a police corp, and. So yeah, I will always give support to your friend without judging them.
Okay, Jerry in Omonde, thank you for your WhatsApp voice notes. I want to read you a tweet here from an X, that's what it's called now. From Thick, who says, Clement, the teachers were negligent. This is on Latoya's passing. The teachers were negligent because any open body of water requires at least a lifeguard, because even a strong adult swimmer can drown when there is a strong current. You're right, Thick, which is why the investigators have found that there was a lack of risk assessment and inadequate safety measures such as life jackets or lifeguards. And those are some of the adverse findings of this report. How do you not have lifeguards when you've got young people also, you know? Not that it's only young people that need that, but that's some of the most basic things. When you've got an excursion, you know children are coming, there's swimming pools, some of them are shallow. That's why the very same place has been found wanting as well, where these kids went for an excursion, according to this report.
Good morning, Clement. This is Zuko and Report. Yeah, man, ride or die. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Look, if you are my friend and I find myself to be in trouble, of course I expect you to support me, regardless of what the situation is, you know. And perhaps I might not want to acknowledge the wrong that I have done. But part of your responsibility as a friend, I believe, is of course to try and get me to acknowledge my mistakes. Because at that moment in time, I could perhaps not be thinking straight, you know, and I could be scared, you know. So I need someone by my side to at least show me some light, you know, why I have to take accountability, why it's important for me to go to prison and pay for my sins, you know. So yes, I think it does not matter how much trouble you are in, a true friend needs to be by your side. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Manyatela. Hamilton here in Springs. Regarding the issue of that child that was drowned at the school camp, I think it's not fair to the parents who are grieving, saying that they should have told the teachers that the kids cannot swim. I think also the teachers should take more responsibilities regarding the camps in terms of swimming activities, because now it's not fair to the grieving family to tell them that you knew that your child cannot swim. Ah, that's not fair. Hamilton here in Springs.
Thank you. Take more calls and WhatsApps after the break. It's 5 minutes before 10.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
It's 3 minutes before 10 o'clock. We're going to take some more WhatsApp voice notes and some calls as we wrap up the 702 open line. Let me read some of the texts that have come through. Cherry says, Clement, with their school camping trips, surely there are other activities which can replace the water activities. The last few school camps fatalities are a result of water activities, and because not everyone had the same swimming skill level, perhaps these water activities should be excluded completely. That's one message there. Another one says, hi, Clement. On Balegambete, this is the same Balegambete who supported Tony Yangeni, who was called by Natasha Tahani to pay for her USA stay by swindling funds from the Department of Arts and Culture. They aren't just friends with Mabisa Ngakula. They are birds of the same feather, and so they will stick together. Balegambete swindling funds from the Department of Arts and Culture? Not sure about that. I don't know if you're just making a general statement or you trying to make a statement that is factual there.
I don't think that's what happened there. Another one says, hi, Clement. Having experienced such a similar tragedy while still at school 20 years back, when there's such an excursion which poses a risk to my son, I usually volunteer to be an accompanying parent just to give an extra eye for my son and all the other kids. I am a trained lifeguard as well, which I think adds to the safety of the kids. That's a message from Anonymous. Oh, that's great. So that's something that you do then as a parent. That's something you can do just as an extra precaution. But let's ask questions too. If there's going to be swimming activities, okay, I hear that. I'll pack my child's swimming costume. But I need guarantees as well. Are there going to be lifeguards? Huh? Are there going to be life jackets? Those are the precautions that the school has to be able to guarantee. That's going to be very important. So that's going to come from us as parents asking questions to ensure the safety of our children.
Hi, Clement. I agree with majority of the callers. Like Tony previously said, that, you know, I think they're being a bit too harsh on the parents. Majority of the cases, you know, for kids not to feel left out amongst their peers, you know, parents would also, if a child says, okay, I'm going on an excursion, this is what I require, for the child not to feel left out, you are going to, you know, accommodate your child and also, you know, give her the right equipment for the excursion. And that was the swimming suit, right? If she didn't have that, then she would just, you know, sit on the side while everybody else is playing. And, you know, her reason would be that I don't have a swimming suit, not that I can't swim. Therefore, my parents didn't pack this, you know, swimming suit for me. Also, the teachers need to take full responsibility. I mean, we've heard that, you know, the child was struggling and she was flapping her hands here and there, but they're just looking at her. At what point were they going to look at that child and say, okay, look, can somebody senior, you know, go there and just make sure that all the kids are okay? So we're just going to observe until the child stops flapping, and then you realize that, oh, no, wait, we have a situation here. So, no, accountability is key, and the teachers need to take, the school needs to take accountability, period. Thank you.
It's a minute after 10.